So in the first reading today, we continue to hear from the book of Proverbs, right? And like what I said yesterday, the book of Proverbs is a composition of the perennial wisdom that was handed on to the people at the Holy Land at that time. It was composed to kind of teach the current generation, the young people, of what it means to be listening to the truth. That had been tested and tried by time. And I think we can relate to the book of Proverbs in many ways, because I think nowadays we spend so much time trying to be cutting edge, or at the Air Force say it, innovative. We try to seek after innovation, we try to seek progress, and we try to chase after the next best, newest things. But we often lose sight on the things that have been tested and tried, the things that are perennial, the things that are real. And if we keep chasing after all those things, will we ever be happy and content? My brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, the core of the book of Proverbs is God justice. He's just. What does it mean by that? All human justice will fail. The law will always be imperfect because there will always be people who can manipulate or who use the law for their own advantage. And human justice will always fall short. And there will always be people who get hurt, who are forgotten, abandoned, and ignored by the human justice system. But God's justice is true, because again, His justice is not just something that is like 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. It's for eternity, right? God is just, and He's real, right? He sees the intentions of our heart. And therefore, it's important for us to be true, to be honest, to be real with Him, instead of playing game. We can lie to other people, but we cannot lie to God. God sees our heart, and we have to be genuine, transparent, and real with Him. And so, therefore, we have to see the same message that Jesus looked at each and every one of us. He called us His family, for those who hear the word of God and act on it. Oftentimes we say, oh, I know what God's asking of me, right? And then sometimes we play the extreme. I'm not Mother Teresa, but I'm not Hitler either. Therefore, I can continue to be whatever I want. We never let the word of God be and living in us, right? We make the excuses, go like, oh, there'll be some time in the future, or I'm this and that. The word of God requires us to become part of the family, part of the church, part of that community of faith, part of giving ourselves totally and completely to Him, part of loving Him, holding nothing back. Which leads me toward the reason why I wear red today. We celebrate St. Andrew Kim Tae-gon and all his companions, the martyrs of Korea. When I read the second reading, which is St. Andrew Kim's own letter to his community of faith, to the people who were persecuted for their faith, the letter was so encouraging. And I wouldn't say it's what would be politically sensitive in our day and age now, but he told them, don't be afraid. Even though you're persecuted, even though you are being hunted down for your faith, even though you know that you and I are being arrested here, he was writing to the prisoners, those who were being hunted down for their fate. He said, we know what will happen to us. We know our fate, that the beheading is going to be real. It's going to happen. But he encouraged them not to give up or to give in. God is just, and he sees our heart, and he sees the true. He sees our intention. How much courage did the martyrs have? And I question myself at days too, that if the same opportunity or the same situation arise, will I have the courage to say yes as well? All I can do each day is to say, perhaps like the words of Saint Peter, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know that I'm weak. Lord, you know that I still struggle, but Lord, you know that I love you. Hopefully, Lord, when the moment the opportunity arise, I'll have the courage, I'll have enough love to say, Lord, I am giving you my all. But that had to begin with our daily decision of putting God first and loving him at all costs.